Oh, item number four.
From the Director of Audit, submitting a status report on the audit of county preventive maintenance program. This also went to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. The Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit addressed this item at their March meeting cycle and took no action.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Doug Jenkins again. This is a status report on progress of implementation of recommendations from an audit that we did back in October of 2010. And that was on the county's efforts to assess conditions and buildings and structures to address deficiencies, particularly for safety issues. That audit followed the tragic incident at O'Donnell Park parking structure, in which a falling concrete facade killed a young county resident and injured two others. Our audit at that time described a very decentralized approach to the repair and maintenance of structures in the county, and it showed that there were seven different property management units in the county that were primarily responsible for the repair and maintenance and assessment of buildings under their purview, and that they had a very reactive approach to maintaining as best that they could over 900 structures with very limited resources. Our audit recommendations focused on centralizing property management responsibilities and developing a proactive approach to regular assessment and prioritization of repair and maintenance countywide, with particular attention to items deemed to pose a threat to public and or employee safety. Now, there was immediate action was taken to address some of those pressing safety repairs in the aftermath of the audit, but there was slower progress in achieving that centralization of the property management function. Now, facilities management has been transferred to DOS, and there's ongoing recruitment at this time to create a unit, a central inspection unit, to go around on a regular basis and to standardize assessments of buildings for that purpose. In addition, there is very recently a comprehensive property management report prepared by CBRE as part of the county's strategic planning effort, and that's been completed. We agree with DOS's position in their status report that the next critical step for the county is to work through the recommendations in that report. Those include making key strategic decisions on limiting the county's expansive and aging property inventory and getting those properties and buildings down to a number that the county can most effectively and efficiently utilize. And a work group has been formed and has begun work on the process of working through those recommendations. And I believe Juliesh just indicated they plan on making an initial progress report in July on that. This report's informational. We continue to work with DOS to provide the committee with, and as well as finance, audit, and personnel, quarterly status reports on this audit.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Well, Ms. Jenkins? You're doing well. Good job.
Thank you.
Item number five, Madam Clerk.